Hi, and welcome to TSN, the Reporters Podcast. I'm Dave Hodge with Bruce Arthur, Michael Farber, and Steve Simmons to talk about something you've heard before. A Canadian NHL team has not won the Stanley Cup since 1993. The Montreal Canadiens are the only one with a chance to win it this year. That means there are six teams out of the playoffs. Fans of the NHL in Canada would hope that that changes for next year. So let's try to identify the one of those six non-playoff teams most likely to qualify for next season's playoffs.
I like the Ottawa Senators. I think things just went terrible for this team this year after a very good year a year ago. And they're probably somewhere in between where they were last year and where they finished this year. And I think with better goaltending and maybe better coaching, because this year there was a problem with Paul McLean, that they will jump back into the playoffs next year.
I'm looking east as well, because I think the bottom is going to fall out of the Eastern teams that are around the last playoff spot. I think Washington is going to go circle the drain for a while.
Could it be worse there?
I think it will.
I think it has to be better, but anyway.
Get worse. I think Columbus is a team on the rise, but I still think there's room.
So there's an Eastern team?
There's an Eastern team.
That's Ottawa, not Ottawa?
It could be Toronto, because I like the goalie, Bernier. I like the core. I like the young defenseman, and I like where Brendan Shanahan might be able to take this team.
I think Toronto still has a lot of work to do, although, again, they could get into the playoffs, sure. I think Winnipeg actually has a shot if you can fix the goaltending. If you took Jonathan Bernier or Carey Price and put them in Winnipeg, I think they make the playoffs this year, because they do have a complement of skaters with room to improve. I don't think there's super high-ceiling guys there, but there's a lot of guys who are going to be really good NHL players there. And that, to me, is something you can fix. That's an identifiable aspect of a program which you can go out and get somebody who's better than what they have now.
So we mentioned a Western team, and it's not Edmonton. Because in any other year, you know, the Oilers are ready to do what they are supposed to do. Are they as far away as any of these other teams?
Yeah.
Still?
I really believe that Dallas Eakins would have a huge impact there. And I really believed he would go in there and bring some structure to that group, and it didn't happen. And I thought
you would have taken Eakins over Patrick Waugh in a heartbeat.
Yeah,
a year ago.
You're right, and proven wrong. But if you look at, they didn't do it with Ralph Kruger, and they didn't do it with Tom Rennie, and they didn't do it with Pat Quinn. And I think there comes a point where you have to look. Maybe it isn't the coaches all the time. Maybe it's the players.
Yeah, I think we've all been burned by Edmonton enough times now that we're going to wait until they prove it. But if you look at Canadian teams, Vancouver is in what looks like the beginning of a rebuild situation there, not only because they have an aging core, but because Trevor Linden now is going to have to rebuild that organization in his own image. Whatever that image is, it's the guy who's been out of hockey for 6 years. And then you look at Calgary, that's the beginning of a rebuild, even though there's some nice glimmers there as well.
That's the fashionable pick. I think you would hear that if we went out and got 10 more votes. I think people think Calgary is the one team of these six that is on the rise. Others are either flat or going the other way.
See, I think they overperformed this year. I think they did way better than anyone would have expected. I see them falling back next year.
Yeah,
depending on what happens to Mike Campbell if he doesn't sign
there. There are a couple pieces. You know, you like Monahan, but, yeah, you know, but goaltending is unsettled. I thought Hartley did a nice job with what he had, but I don't see this as a team on the rise at all.
No, I would agree, actually. I think there's still a long way to go. They did a lot with extreme hard work, with some good structure, with some nice performances. Mike Camilleri is not a guy who I see in Calgary long term, because that's a guy who I think wants to get back into the playoffs. But that still, in terms of really good talent, there's still a long ways to go. It's not like Calgary spent a long time with top 10 picks.
The standings suggest Ottawa. They had the most points of these six teams, except that Toronto's collapse at the end kind of belies what Toronto did before the collapse. And if the Leafs can get back to that with the changes that we assume are coming, then maybe Toronto is the most logical pick. But I kind of like Winnipeg. I think it might be easier in the West. I think some of these Eastern teams, there are more teams in the East, obviously, and that has impacted the playoffs this year, with Detroit and Columbus coming from West to East and making the playoffs at the expense of teams that were there before.
But at this point, you don't know who Winnipeg's goalie is. You don't know who Vancouver's goalie is.
You don't know who Winnipeg's coach is.
You don't know who Calgary's goalie. Depends on Mrs. Maurice, by the way, on that one. That's why I'm like you, Michael. I have some belief in the Leafs going forward, because they have a great goaltender in Jonathan Bernier. And I believe in Jonathan Bernier, and I think he's the second best goalie in Canada.
I think you need to swap out the coach there and see what you have. But there's still a lot of flaws in this team. I think they are the team that they were over 82, not the team they were after 50 or 60. And that team finished 12th in the East. They are not necessarily, when they were flying high, when they were the third team in the East or whatever it was, I don't think that was the Toronto Maple Leafs. I think over the last six 82-game seasons, it's been a bottom 10 team six times.
Yeah, we don't know about management in Toronto and Vancouver or Calgary yet, so it's a tough discussion to have. I would say we don't know about management in Winnipeg either. Kevin Cheveldayoff is there. We don't know what he's going to do, and I think Winnipeg would be my answer to this if I thought that there were significant moves made to make the Jets better, and that's up to him, and he doesn't have yet a track record of being able or willing to do it. So we'll see what happens in Winnipeg and those other five places too, because we won't see them in the playoffs. That's it for TSN, the Reporters Podcast. Till next time, thanks for being with us.